Parshas Kisavah begins with the two mitzvahs of Avos Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim. To bring from the Shiva Minim, the Neshtat Pabahem Eretz Yisrael, the first fruits. The Mishnah in the first paragraph of Masechet Kelah tells us that the Esek Kedusha thing, that there are 10 different levels of Kedusha in the world, and it lists that the first of those 10 levels of Kedusha, the Mishnah enumerates those 10 levels of Kedusha in ascending order. And it says that the first of those 10 is that Eretz Yisrael is Kedushas Mikol HaAretzos. Eretz Yisrael is distinguished from all other places in the world. It's Mekadeshes Mikol HaAretzos, because for Eretz Yisrael, you may be Omer, Bikurim, and Shtei Halacha. That whether it's the Seorim from Minchas HaOmer, whether it's the fruits for Eretz Yisrael, whether it's the chita for the Shtei Halachim on Shavuos, all of that grows in Eretz Yisrael. There is a Haggadah from the Vilna Gaon in that Mishnah, where the Vilna Gaon says that Bikurim is a mistake. The word Bikurim should be Nimchak, but that really the Mishnah should only read the Omer Shtei Halachim. When you look in the Rambam and the Rash, in their respective Parish and Mishnah, it's clear that they both have the Girsa Bikurim. The Bikurim is mentioned in the Mishnah as well, and they have no problem with that. I don't think there's any Tah Sofer involved. So the Rav used to explain as follows. The Gemara in Bava Basra Pe'ala darshins from the Pasuk in the beginning of the Parasha, Asher Tavi Me'artzacha. That you don't bring Bikurim from Chutzlaretz. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, what do you need a pasuk for? The Mishnah in Kiddushin, towards the end of the first verse in Kiddushin, tells us that we have a klal that any mitzvah which is tzvi of Oretz is only a haggis where it's yourself. Any mitzvah which has to do with the produce of the land. So we have a klal that those mitzvahs are only nogos in Eretz Yisrael. So why do you need a special pasuk to teach us that Bikurim is only from Eretz Yisrael? So Tosfos gives two answers. One answer Tosfos gives is that since, I think this is how it goes, I can double check it, but I think something to this effect, that since we have the pasuk of Reishis Bikur Ad Mas Matavi Beis Hashem Alokecha and also Vashel Gedi B'Chalei Bimo, that the mitzvah of Avos Bikurim and the Isser of Basar B'Chalav, the Torah mentions in the same pasuk, and generally we have a rule that when the Torah packages two mitzvahs in the same pasuk, there's an implied hekesh, there's an equation between those two mitzvahs. So you would have thought that that's good for what the hekesh is coming to tell us. We would have thought that maybe there's a hekesh here to tell us that Bikurim should be an exception to the rule, and that Bikurim, despite the fact that it's Tzvui of Ha'aretz, should be known in the Chutzlaretz, so comes the Torah and dispels that erroneous idea and says, no, Shetavi Me'artzacha L'me'ute Chutzlaretz. That's one answer Tosfos gives. Then Tosfos gives the second answer, and Tosfos says that no. But the reason you need a pasuk to tell us that Bikurim are not knowing in Rechutzlaretz is because Bikurim is not a mitzvah tzvui of Haaretz, because the telltale sign of a mitzvah tzvui of Haaretz is that the chiv of that mitzvah is tovel. Truma is a mitzvah tzvui of Haaretz. Until you mafish truma, so then you're not allowed to eat from the produce. Challah, again, we have challah schutzot, but that's a drabon, right? Challah, Akash is challah, and Midarais is only Eretz Yisrael. Chil challah, so until you mafish challah, so you're not allowed to eat from the bread, from the cookies, from the matzah, whatever it may be. But whenever you have something which is a mitzvah tzvui of Haaretz, you see that it's a chovas cheftza, and that's reflected in the fact that the chiyuv is tovel. That it's tevel pending your kiyum HaMitzvah. Masha and Kain, there is no such din by bikurim. Even if you haven't been, you have all the pomegranates, all the grapes that grew in this year's crop, and you haven't brought bikurim yet for the Beis HaMikdash and given it to Anshei Nishma, so you're still allowed to eat the other grapes. You're allowed to eat the other pomegranates. It's not tovel. So you see that despite the fact that you fulfill the mitzvah with the produce of the land, it's not a mitzvah tzvi of oretz. It's not a mitzvah tzvi of oretz. So then our expectation would have been that bikurim should have been noah given b'chutz la'aretz as well. So the Rav explains that that's the pshat going back to the Mishnah in Kelim. So again, the Mishnah in Kelim says that as the Kedusha say, that there are 10 levels of Kedusha in the world, and in the first of those 10 levels of Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael, which is the Kedushas Mekol HaRatzah, Shekein Mevim Mimena Omer Bikurim Shehalachem Vomagon Erases Bikurim. So the Mishnah is very strange, the Rav explains. Because the truth is, I don't understand, why does even the Mishnah mention Trumas and Maisus and Hafrashas Chala? Why is the Mishnah looking for these once a year examples of Omer and Shehalachem? No, give me the everyday examples of all the Mishnahs that we have bought. Those all express and reflect the Kedusha Sa'aretz. So the Rav says, no, the Mishnah here is saying, when the Mishnah is listing Esi Kedushas, it's listing Esi Kedushas, 10 levels of Kedushas Mikdash. That Kedusha Mikdash spreads out into the world and is manifest in 10 different levels. The mitzvahs ha-tuyos ba'aretz, the mitzvahs ha-tuyos ba'aretz, so they have nothing to do with Mikdash, right? You bring Trumas and Maestros, not because Eretz Yisrael has some connection to Mikdash, but because of Eretz Yisrael. You mafish challah because of Eretz Yisrael. Omer and Shealechem, korbonos, which were brought to the Beis HaMikdash, so there the fact that you have to get the barley for the Omer, the wheat for the Shealechem from Eretz Yisrael, so that's an expression of Kedushas Mikdash in those mitzvahs, and it indicates that Eretz Yisrael, again, is Mekudeshes Mikol HaRatzos, not just with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but with a level of Kedushas Mikdash. What about Bikurim? So if Bikurim, if you say like the first day in Tosfos, that Bikurim is a regular mitzvah tzvi of Aretz, and the only reason we needed a Hekesh, the only reason we need the Gzeres HaKosov is to not be misled by the Hekesh, so then Bikurim doesn't belong in this Mishnah any more than Trumas and Maisus and Chalav, which Taka don't appear in the Mishnah. But if you say that Bikurim is not a mitzvah HaTzvi of Aretz, that's why the Torah has a Shetavim Me'artzacha, Gzeres HaKosov, that you only bring Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael. So if it's not a mitzvah Tzvi of Aretz, so then it's mamash like Omer and Shtei Halachem. The fact that you bring Bikurim only from Eretz Yisrael reflects Kedushas Mikdash in Eretz Yisrael. Because, again, implicit in this is an idea that the Ramban also talks about at the beginning of the Parsha, which is that even though, obviously, the Bikurim is nothing that goes on the Mizbeach. There's nothing which is burnt on the Mizbeach. But afal pi chein, the bikurim is a type of korban. Ramban says that the pshat the Torah says as follows. So the Torah says, you'll take the Bikurim and you'll go to the Beis HaMikdash. Al HaMokom HaShayivcha HaShem Lekech L'Shakin Shemor Shem. So the Ramban writes, the Kefi Pshuto Yaz here, Shelo Takriv Bikurim Ba'achad Mishorecha Mishanivcha HaBayis. That the Torah is saying that once the Beis HaMikdash will be built, Bimkomo on Haravayis. So then the Torah is being mazeras that you can't, right, and notice the idiom, not just he doesn't say you can't be maybe bikurim, you can't be makriv bikurim, right? You can't be makriv bikurim elsewhere in the world. Ki kemo shehise b'shchut echut v'korbanos ken yasa b'bikurim. Similar, parallel to the law that you have, that you can't shech the korban outside of the Eis HaMikdash, it's an issa shchut echut, so too you can't have bikurim. So bikurim, again, hagam, that there's nothing which is consumed, there's nothing of bikurim which is consumed on the Mizbeach, there is a din hakrova by bikurim. It has for certain dinim the status of a korban, and that's according to the Rishonim who have the girsa in the Mishnah in Kalim. That it's not only Omer and Shtei Halacha that's mentioned, but it's Bikurim as well. It's because, again, Bikurim is not a simple mitzvah tzuliya b'aretz, it's b'chal not a mitzvah tzuliya b'aretz. So what is it? It's like Omer and Shtei Halacha, it's a korban brought to the Beis HaMikdash, in which case it reflects the fact that you bring Bikurim only from Eretz Yisrael, reflects Kedushas Mikdash. The Rambam writes with regard to the Tamei Mitzvah of Mitzvah's Bikurim, he writes as follows. In Mikra Bikurim, Bikurim is very, very strange. You know, a person is bringing Bikurim to Beis HaMikdash, so he had a successful crop this year, so he should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the successful crop. So instead of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the successful crop, so he begins, not only does he begin with his whole autobiography, but he begins reminiscing all the way back to the Avos HaKadoshim. So what's going on here? Kadesha Yeda Ha'odam, says the Rambam, Kadesha Ha'odam Yeda, a person should know, Shechelet Me'avodas Hashem Hu. It's a part of Avodas Hashem, Sheyakir Es Matzavei Metzukasa B'Sho'a Sheyir Vachlo. A person should remember situations when he was in difficult, dire straits. He should always remember those times, even when, especially when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him havracha, when he's been extricated from those straits. He says, "Matarah zos mudgeshes harveh v'torah." This goal is emphasized a lot in the Torah. Zachartu ki eved yisav eretz Mitzrayim. Why is it so important to remember the bad, difficult, trying times when a person is experiencing good times? Why not try to erase those from the memory bank? So it says the Rambam, and it's eerie in our day to listen to this. Mitnei shechoshesh min hatchunos hamufosamos etzel kol mi shechunach b'harvacha. Because we're concerned with the type of character traits that often develop by people who grew up in luxury, who grew up in comfort. People tend to be more arrogant when they grew up in the lap of luxury. And neglecting, rejecting correct belief. And the Rambam says this is all psukim in the Torah. Pentocha v'savata, uvatim tovim tivna v'yashavta, uvekocha v'tzomcha yirviyun, v'chesed v'zov yirvelach, v'chol ha'shalacha yirva. You're going to be successful. You're going to be affluent. And what danger does that pose? The another pasuk, Vayishvan Yeshurun Vayivad. Right, Yeshurun again. It flourished materially, financially. It flourished. Vayivad. Beglal chashash zeh. Siva al mikra bikurim b'chol shana l'fon av yisal l'el v'nochu paschinasa. Says the Rambam, that's the pshat in the mitzvah of Havaz Bikurim, because in Bikurim, Pazian, he's celebrating the success of his crop. He's his stock just went up tremendously. So a person has to remember, Aram Yovir Ovi, Vayerid Mitzrayma, a person has to remember his vulnerability. A person has to remember because what happened once, so Rahman al-Islam, can happen again, and that will prevent the person from being spoiled by the comfort and the affluence and the luxury. Amram has this Tami mitzvah elsewhere also, but we don't really have time now. Maybe just one last welcome from the parsha. The last of the orders, Orah Shavu Yochum is Divrei HaTorah Hazos Lasos Osam V'Omer Kol Ha'om Amen. What does it refer to? All the other orders are pretty straightforward, what they're referring to. Oru mashke iver v'adorech, oru matin mishpat geryosum v'aman. It's pretty clear what specific avera the klala is targeting. What's pshat in oru shel yochim zdivrei haTorah hazos lasos osam, so the Ramban, and then followed by the Sforno, so the Ramban has a bunch of pshatim, but the first pshat the Ramban says, which then the Sforno follows with, Lefi daiti ki ha-kabbalah hazos, Rashi says that this Oruah demands a kabbalah, an acceptance of Torah. So the Ramban says, what is entailed in this kabbalah? Lefi daiti ki ha-kabbalah hazos shi yoda b'mitzvos b'lido. A person in his mind, in his heart, should acknowledge the mitzvos. V'yiyu v'ein of emes. That's A. A person has to approach mitzvos with a certain attitude. That mitzvos are emes. And what's more, and a person should also believe that whether a person is Mekayim Mitzvahs or Rachman Atzlan acts differently has consequences. If a person, one mitzvah, that's not something that needs to observe. So that's what the Torah is targeting with this Oruah. The idea that mitzvahs demand, again, not only compliance, but also a certain attitude for the Ramban, that's something that the Torah speaks about elsewhere as well. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, in the mitzvah Chamishas, when the Rambam counts tefillah as a mitzvah d'araisa. So the Rambam says that Chazal's comment on ula'ovda b'chol avachem, ezoi avodah shabalev ha'vayom ezeh tefillah, so the Rambam takes this as a drush, excuse me, the Rambam takes it as a drush gemura, hence the motto for tefillah d'araisa. The Rambam says, no, you look in Shas, there's so many rayas, the tefillah is only the Rabbanan, so ezoi avodah shabalev, that's an asmachta. So he says, what's the pshuto shel mikra then? What is the Torah referring to when it says ul'ovdo b'chol avavchem, if it's not referring to tefillah? Elevade kol inyan ha-tefillah enochol v'klal. V'ikar ha-kosuv, skipping a line, v'ikar ha-kosuv ul'ovdo b'chol avavchem mitzvus esei, shetiyah kol avodoseinu lokel yizbarach b'chol levavenu. We have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu wholeheartedly. What does that mean? Kloma bekavana ritzuya shleima lishmo ubein hir hora lo shenasa hamitzvos belo kavana o halasafik ula yesh bohem tovelas. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu wholeheartedly, A, means that we should try to do it l'shma, and B, it means that you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the correct attitude, with the correct approach. It's not just a question of compliance. It's not just that oh, I don't know if there's mitzvah, Rachman Litzlan, is there a Toelis, isn't there a Toelis? No. Avdu b'chol levavchem kavanu ritzuya shleima. That's what the Ramban says here as well. She yoda b'mitzvahs v'liba v'yu b'ein of emes. The Sforno, again, follows the Ramban in terms of the second half of his pshat. Asher lo yokim is divya Torah zos lasos osam, she lo yikayim v'yoda Shavotli lasos es kulam. That the Torah here singles out for an oruler, someone who doesn't uphold and doesn't acknowledge that it's fitting to fulfill all the mitzvahs. Aval tiyah ezo mitzvah mehem levatol etzel. But there's one mitzvah that he doesn't like. One mitzvah that doesn't fit with the mindset of the society in which he lives. So that mitzvah, the person Rachman Litzlan, he dismisses. Aval tiyah ezo mitzvah mehem levatol etzel. V'hu ha'meshumah l'davar echad. So again, the Sforno following the Ramban says that's what the Torah is singling out with the Ora Shelo Yochim.
Said my brother make a spot trip this year.